Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Closed Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and thank you for hanging out with us tonight. We've got some great music, a fabulous guest, Rick Ventura from Riot Act, and we're going to be playing a couple of new songs from their new album, and we're going to hang out and have a good time. But before we do, let me just say thank you again for Michael Whalen for joining us again last night, and you can still get tickets to his show, which is streaming online at 8:30 p.m. on the 22nd. So, guys, again, if you want to call in for tickets, please do 646-478-0999. Or if you want to talk to Rick, I hope that's okay with Rick, call 646-478-0999. We'll find out in a minute. reach out. And we've got two free tickets and a CD to Michael Whalen's new CD, Imaginary Trains. Whenever I hear trains, I think a locomotive breath and whatever. So, guys, we are going to kick ass tonight. Crank up that volume. We've got some great rock and roll coming at you, man. Oh, man, this album is good. Not good. It's great. And you're going to love it. We're going to play a couple of cuts, and you're going to really dig it. So I can't say anything else other than Mr. Rick Ventura, welcome to Applause Radio Show, and thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure, sir.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. It's really great to be here.
Yeah. Are you still in New York by any chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, still here.
Yeah, I see your New York number came up. I said, that's a New York number for sure. Because I know you guys started out in New York, right? Didn't you, Riot Act was originally from, Brooklyn or?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah, and Riot Act started in New York. Yeah, we're all New York based.
Cool. Well, tell us about the new album. It's really been highly anticipated from you guys because nothing's been out for a while. You guys got back together again, and you did this album, Closer to the Flame, and sadly, you lost Lou Kravaris. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, very unfortunate and sad circumstance right at the beginning of the band, actually.
Right.
Yeah, we just had gotten together just like a year prior to that, and Lou and I were so excited to play together since we had never played together before.
Right.
Yeah, so we did one performance at the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame, and that was it. 2 months later, he was gone. It was tragic. And,
yeah.
So we had to move on.
Yeah. He went to rock and roll heaven. Now let me ask you: is he playing on all of these songs on the new album, or no?
He's playing on the bonus disc, on the 12 song bonus disc, where we do tunes from the first three Riot albums. So Lou is on that, and people can get to hear him, both of us play together, and first and only time.
Yeah.
And the 10th song, Closer to Flame, is all original material, all new material.
Yeah. And it's great. It's great. So,
thank you.
Yeah. I want to do a throwback, when we can, when we're going to play, I want to definitely get, play Swords of Tequila, and then we'll play a couple from the new album too. So,
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were getting ready to tour, and unfortunately Lou passed. And so you kind of thought that was it or what? I mean, you know, rock and roll never dies. So, I mean, you put all that hard work into it. So what happened?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know. I've been doing it all my life, and it never dies. It never leaves you. Yeah, we were about to go to Greece at that time, but that was, you know, COVID hit and hit everybody hard. And so everything came to a standstill, really.
Right.
After Lou died, I was really reluctant to continue it. It really freaked me out.
Yeah.
I hadn't picked up a guitar for a few months. We didn't do anything. As time went by, we spoke, and I wanted to continue, and the band wanted to continue because we had a lot of music in us.
Right.
And yeah, so that's really what keeps us going. It's the music. So
of course.
Yeah.
And you know what? God forbid it would have been you, Rick. You know Lou would have went on too. So, you know, it happens.
I'm sure he would have wanted us to continue, and that bonus disc is a tribute to him. And right, if it happened to me, yes, sure.
Right. So now the songs that are on the new album, who did most of the songwriting? Was it a collaboration? I mean, tell us the background behind
the collaboration.
The new songs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see the credits on who does what. The music, I've had the music for the past number of years. I've been writing constantly, and my issue has always been, even before Rydak, I can never find a vocalist that can really put across what I was hearing with the songs
right.
I had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always a struggle. It was always a struggle. In Riot, we had Guy Speranza and Red Forrester. So really two good, really great singers. And I could never find someone that really could take the songs and kick them up a notch, let's say, and
right.
just deliver them and the right combination of people. And so when we decided to continue, man, the ideas just started popping out. And our singer, Don Chafin, he related to everything I gave him. It just kicked off so well. It was just like hard to believe. I would send him tunes and ideas, and he'd come back with something, and it was just like, wow. And we were just on a roller coaster ride. It just went. It was just great. Each song was just started better than the last, and it just
right.
got us really going. And
well,
four of us just contributed and just
when the music's good and you've got a great vocalist, I mean, it just meshes together. It just happens. It's a beautiful thing, and you'll hear it, guys, when you hear this CD. When you hear the music we're going to play off the new CD here, you're going to hear. I mean, I thought Don was singing with you guys forever, the way that you guys sound together.
You would think that, right? You would think
that
the band has been together for years, but it's really not that old at all. And so I'm looking forward to recording the next record.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you have tons of stuff too. I mean, this is a long album too, and I don't want to focus on Lou, but any of the songs written about Lou on the album?
Well, there is one tune that I had in mind for Lou and I. See, the band is it's just a 4-piece band now. We didn't want to replace Lou, and we just wanted to move forward. And one of the songs, Love Comes Round, the riff and the harmonies when I came up with it, I'm going, oh, this is going to be perfect for Lou and myself. So it's sort of, it was one of the first tunes I had written that was geared for both of us. And unfortunately, it never got to materialize with Lou on it. But that was there with him in mind, you know, one of the first ideas where we could do the guitar harmonies and the riffs that were just reminiscent of the old days.
Nice. And I'm going to kick myself in the ass because I crossed that one. I put a check mark next to that one to pick that one to play, and I didn't pick it. Had I known that, I would have I definitely would have uploaded it had I known that, so we would have been ready. So now tell me about you know what I did want to ask you? I know I've heard somewhere that Metallica and Iron Maiden, like, really, really loved you guys. Did you ever get an opportunity to play with them, or the bands ever play together or anything?
No. Iron Maiden, actually, in the very early Riot days, they actually had supported the band. We had issues with our label, Capitol, and I remember they had supported the band. And Metallica, you know, I found out years later they were Riot fans. So that was very interesting to learn that years later. But I never played with them, no.
Well, we got to make that happen. I mean, hey,
yeah.
you got to be in the audience one day and say, hey, I'm coming to see you, you know. I'd love to get up there with you, whatever. But, so right now, folks, again, the name of the album is called Closer to the Flame, and there are two videos out on YouTube that you can see. Did I pick the ones that are the videos? Stand or Fall and Wanted are on YouTube now. And did I pick one of them? Let me see if I picked one of those. I'm sorry. I have papers all over the place, hon. Don't worry. I'll be good. No, man, what is wrong with me? Where the hell? What the hell was I thinking? No, what, you know why? Because I picked what I liked. Not that I didn't like those, hon, but it's just that I like these ones a lot more. They're really driving, and I love a heavy bass and are you guys are getting ready to tour, I think, right? Or aren't you going on tour?
Yeah, in August we're heading to England, and we're going to be touring there, England and Spain. And we're heading back to the States in September for a North American tour. So that's going to be very exciting. We haven't played in 2 years, so we can't wait to plug in and turn it up.
Well, it doesn't sound like you guys haven't played in two. What do you mean played out? You mean tour?
Gig-wise.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because when you listen to this, there's no way you could tell me you guys haven't played for 2 years and just sat down one day, because this is really tight. Everything about it is just fantastic.
It's pretty close to that, though, actually. It is pretty
right,
close.
Right, right. I know, right? So Closer to Flame, why Closer to the Flame? Why the title for the album? Any reasons?
Well, why not? You'll have to interview our vocalist for that.
No, okay.
Yeah,
it's
an interesting title that you could sort of look at it and take it a few different ways. It seems it's inspirational in a way. So it's open to interpretation.
Definitely. So now, what are you doing now? I mean, you guys, are you rehearsing? Are you just chilling? When are you just relaxing right now and just letting the album take off?
Relaxing? Never.
Relaxing. What the hell is that? Right?
Something, you know, either writing new material or, we just finished a video. In fact, it just came out, I think it was yesterday, the title track to the album. The video was released, so when you get a chance, check it out, Closer to the Flame.
Nice. I definitely picked that one so people could hear the title cut. You know, I wanted them to hear the title cut, if that's okay.
Yeah, we've been working on the videos for the past few months.
Where you do your videos? Because I did watch them. I love that brick background. Where was that filmed?
Oh, that was filmed at an old factory in New Jersey. An old factory from the late 1800s. Yeah.
Where in Jersey, hon?
I'm trying to remember now where it was.
Because it looked familiar to me. It really did. It looked familiar to me.
Yeah, it was an old factory. I can't remember the city. I thought it was Patterson.
It could be. It could be because it looked familiar to me. I live really, I'm right next door to Patterson. So, and I know I've seen that before. And I'm like, God, that really cool. Great spot. Great spot for a video. It really was. It really was.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you actually,
I cut you off.
Europe somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first. That's what I thought. That's why I asked you where you filmed it. Yeah, that's why I asked you where you filmed it, because it looked very familiar. Yeah, it looked very familiar. And then I said, well, maybe it is in Europe because it's got that Europe feel.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys must be psyched to go out. Oh, my God. I mean, everybody Everybody who's playing now. I mean, look at the COVID hell we went. The COVID hell we went through. But you must have did a ton of writing during COVID.
Oh, sure. Sure. That's what we were doing. That's and Closer to Flame is the result of all that writing.
All that.
Yeah.
And that's what
I have more material for the next record ready.
Nice. Well, that's what I figured. Well, I want to do a throwback here. I want to do the Swords of Tequila so we can get it started. Guys, listen to this if you haven't heard it yet. Now, is this the new band doing Swords of Tequila or the original?
The bonus disc, correct?
Yes. No, that's the new version.
Yes. This is right. This is with the new band.
Very cool. Well, I can't wait to play for everybody.
Yeah, this track has Lou on it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, crank up your headphones, guys. Crank up your whatever you're listening to us on, because you're going to really love all this music tonight. I have to stop saying that. I hate saying that, Rick. I say without further ado. And I just started saying it, and I hate saying it. It's so corny. It's so freaking corny. Without further ado, you know. Anyway, let's get right to it. Swords of Tequila, Riot Act. It's on the bonus disc when you purchase Farewell to the Flame. And we're going to talk about where you can get it and also find out where the tour dates are as well. So Swords of Tequila, Riot Act.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. Oh, your guitar playing. Oh, my God. Kicking ass in there. Oh, man. I loved it.
Thank you.
Thank God the doctor gave me steroids today. I was actually able to enjoy the music with my body tonight.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I just did like a wild and crazy move from like the two brothers from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
I'm losing myself. Oh, it sounded great. I loved it. I loved it. Oh, man. I really dug it. And it gave me that old 80s feel back in the great MTV days. Remember the real music when we listened
to music
on MTV? Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah. So where can guys get – I know the album – oh, geez, when is it coming out? I had it written down. What? Tell us when it's
being released.
It's
out on the 15th. It came out on the 15th.
In Europe?
Oh, Europe was April 1st.
Oh, right. And then April 15th was the U.S. So I got it backwards. Cool. And where can everybody get it? What, you guys got to have a website, riotact.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get it. You can get Apple Music.
Of course.
Amazon. Anywhere fine music is sold.
Right. Exactly.
And our website is riotactband.com if people want
there
to
you go.
Come check out what we're up to, all the nonsense
right.
that we're up to.
Absolutely. And you guys, I believe we're on Facebook, too, and you're probably everywhere. You're like American Express. You're everywhere. Well, this
look outside your
real...
window. I'm there.
Exactly. Watch out. He's stalking. No, I'm kidding. Well, it's funny. You guys are so heavy on the rock, and you did throw in a couple of ballads, too, a little slower tempo, I should say, not ballads per se.
Yeah,
which is cool. So what do you prefer? You prefer the driving songs like Tequila, or do you prefer ballads?
I'm all over the map.
I like
playing live. I like playing the hard driving songs, and
right.
On the album there's a slow tunes. There's somewhat of a ballad on the I wouldn't call it a ballad, but a slower tune on the new record. That's really cool. A different side that you would. You wouldn't think that we would be doing, but we're not afraid to, you know, try different things and
right.
explore.
Right. And
yeah.
and they sound great. They sound great. I just didn't Thank pick you. Them tonight because I wanted to rock out tonight. I didn't pick
no,
them
that's,
for tonight.
That's cool.
Yeah. So where in Brooklyn are you, hon? Where do you, you're probably going to the city all the time.
I grew up in the Flatbush area.
Uh-huh.
In Brooklyn. I switched boroughs. I'm in Queens now.
Ah, you stepped up.
So, I'm going to try to go into every borough.
There you go.
Live
there
in every borough for a short period.
Yeah. Did you guys play in the city yet? Like any of the clubs in the city yet? Or
Not yet. I'm sure we'll do a warm-up date before we head to England. So I'm hoping to do a small venue somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but a bunch of guys are getting together over at the Bowery. Hold on, let me get that for you. You probably know all these folks. Hang on. I just want to throw it at you, see if you heard about this going on, because it sounds like a great night. I can't make it, but it sounds great. They're doing a birthday bash for Walter Lohr. And there's so many people there. Barry Apfel, Matt Langone. Mike Skill from the Romantics, Ricky Ratt, Brad Elvis. Oh my God, there's so many people going to be there. That's when is that? I told everybody April 21st. I figured you might want to check that out. Yeah, I know you love music, so anyway. But that sounds like a great night. That's why I was curious if you're going to do any of the clubs in the city. So that'd be great if you did that before you went on the tour.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm sure we'll do one or two dates. Just to get the set together and see how everything flows. So that'd be nice.
Yeah. Now, do most of the guys live in the city as well, or no?
We're scattered about. Most of them live in Long Island. I'm the only city boy.
And where did you guys record this album?
D-City Studios, which is our singer studio. Great facility. All the videos and recording was done there. That's our headquarters.
Nice. Well, oh, my God. I got to play more music because I'm just loving it. I really am. I'm loving
please
it. I got to play another one for everybody. Wait, which one? I like that. Why don't we do the title cut, Closer to the Flames, so everybody knows what the album is about, man. Let's check
and
this
don't
out.
Forget, and don't forget, without further ado.
I'm not saying it. This, guys, is the title track, Closer to the Flame, and you got to get it. I mean, wait till you hear these songs. I mean, you've already heard, obviously, we've heard it before, but you already heard Sword and Tequila, so you're going to love this album, I'm telling you. So here you go, Closer to the Flame, the title cut from the album Closer to the Flame, Riot Act. Check it out. Like, no one plays it. It's like, what the hell? I'm talking mainstream radio. I mean, you're in New York.
Sure.
You hear the stations here. It's all you know, it's, to me, it's crap. It's just not
my
style.
That's like
all.
That, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been like that in the major cities, you know. But, you know, rock, I mean, you got generations of people that grew up on this music, and it's never going to die. And
right.
I'm just happy that we could bring it out into the forefront again.
Yeah, it just sucks that, like, K-Rock's not around anymore, and N.E.W., I mean, they're there. Well,
sure.
N.E.W. is there, but it's not playing what it used to play, you know. Oh, and,
of course.
It just sucks. It just sucks. So it's really, really a treat to hear it tonight. My God, I'm so cranked up. I got my headphones up to 8 every time I put the song on. I'm going to be deaf. I'm going to be deaf after this, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So what, now you must have tons of babies. So which one's your favorite? And how many do you have?
Which one is my favorite off the album, huh?
No, your guitars, honey. Your guitars. How many you have, and which one do you love playing?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, the songs are babies,
I would have
too.
To say,
the songs are babies,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Yeah, they're all babies. Well, it would have to be my Les Paul, which I've had forever. I think it's guitar geeks out there. I think it's a 69 or 70. Somewhere in that range, Les Paul, which I had used in the Riot days. That's most of on the album is mostly that guitar. There's a few others that make appearances, but that's my baby. Yeah.
And it's just so crazy to me. I've mentioned this to other musicians I've had on the show that, you know, no matter how many you have, they all have a different sound. They don't sound the same. That's why you have so many.
Sure.
Not only because they look beautiful and pretty, but you know.
I used one or two other guitars on the album, and guitar players will definitely be able to pin them out because they definitely have unique characteristics. That's what's fun about it, getting
right.
the sounds.
Right. What's the last concert you saw? I'm curious.
Oh, my God. I haven't gone to a concert in years.
Oh, you're kidding me.
In years. I mean, first of all, you know, with COVID.
Forget COVID.
I did not go anywhere for 2 years before that.
Right.
it was probably at the last heavy metal award ceremony. Steve I, Joe Satriani were there. We were there. And those are probably the last bands that I saw.
Wow,
really
that's been a while.
I haven't gone to see anything. Yeah, in a long time. In a long time.
Yeah. Well, you got to get out more.
I do. No, I'll start making an appearance.
Yeah, well, you're going to be out whether you like it or not. You're going to be touring. So that's going to be pretty exciting. That's going to be exciting to get back on the road. I'm sure you're dying to get out there to start playing all this stuff. So when are you guys going to start rehearsing heavily and really getting serious about, you know, hey,
probably,
we're ready, let's go.
Probably the night before the tour will start.
Of course.
We'll start probably in a few months.
I have to ask you this. You guys have been around for a very long time. Has the temperament or personalities changed a bit now that everybody's a little older? I mean, is it a lot different or just the same?
Well, this new band, I've only been working with these guys for the past maybe, well, with Don, a singer, probably just, you know, a little over 2 years. Paul and Claudio, the bass player and drummer, I played with them for about 4 years. Everybody respects each other, and it's a good combination. There's no ego trips, and it's
right.
all about just making the music sound good. When you're younger, you know, usually there's a lot of issues you run into. But
we're grown up now.
Yeah.
No, I meant more with Lou when you were playing with Lou. I meant more with Lou when you were playing with Lou. You know, like what's the demeanor of you guys now versus when you were playing when you were younger?
Well, it's just a mature version of us. We're pretty much
right.
the same. You know, we had the same enthusiasm for guitars, and and gear. You know, I would get together with Lou at his house, and he'd take out all his guitars, and we'd just, you know, talk shop about the equipment and all the music that we grew up listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of cool just reflecting on back when we were young and what we were into. And but we both still had the same enthusiasm for the new band. So that's what was cool. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're 20 or 90, I think, you know.
Absolutely.
Still going to feel the same way, right?
Right, right. Yep. Now, I wanted to ask you, I think there was a feature done about you guys in Classic Rock magazine, and at one point they called you the unluckiest band in the world. Why? Tell us why.
Oh, yeah. That was a number of years ago. I remember that interview. Well, just all the hardship band went through. Besides, you know, a number of factors, going from record label to record label, our lead singer leaving the band at the height of probably right at the point where we were about to break big.
Yeah, why did he do that? Why?
It's just, it's hard to say. Maybe years of frustration, just tired of doing it, racking his brains out and the band not getting anywhere. Maybe just had enough. Unfortunately, it was bad timing for the band. So, so that's one of the unlucky reasons. And then we had to replace a guy with Rhett Forrester, a different singer, a different sound of the band. We did two albums there. And then it started to go downhill after that. And years later, due to the business, a lot of bad business decisions, and just not being able just being at the right place at the right time. You know, when we were at the right place at the right time, something went wrong.
Right.
That
never fails.
That always plagued Riot. Yeah. And then years later, I passed away, Rhett passed away, Mark passed away, and then Lou passed away at the beginning of this thing. So it's just been really very eerie.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it's just when things are good, that's when things go bad. It's crazy. It's like, what is that saying? Man plans, God laughs. I don't know. Is that the saying? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But listen, you guys are
pushing on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Put the boots back on, and
that's right. When
again.
You sound this good, you can't stop. You can't. And when
right.
you're a musician,
yeah.
it's in you forever. It's in your blood. You
right.
can't get it out. You can't get it out. No matter what you do, you could try to stop, but it'll come right back at you. It won't let you go. Every time you think you're out, they pull you back in. You know. You know.
It's true.
But yeah. So oh my God. The U.S. tour, are you going to do any New York shows, or you don't know? Or are you? Who's opening for you guys also? Do you have an opening act?
We're actually, I think we're co-billing, I think we're Raven, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're doing the East Coast, we're doing all of the states and Canada, but we will definitely be in New York. We'll definitely be on the East Coast.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. I have to definitely check it out. Yeah.
Now, dates will be on our website.
Right. Yeah. RiotActBand.com, guys. Go check it out because
right.
I'm going to check it out too. See if I can be around when you're around. But you're doing Europe first. So you're
sure,
doing Europe first. How long is the tour in Europe? How long is the tour in Europe?
I think it's about maybe two or three weeks, I think. 2-3 weeks, and then we're heading, and then we head back to the States.
Right. I can never understand why Riot Act didn't take off as much as the other acts did in the 80s, because, I mean, it's well-deserved. When I say take off, I mean as big as, like, Metallica and those guys, because the music is just fantastic. The songs, the riffs, everything is great hooks. My God, it's got everything. It's got everything, and especially this new album. So I can see it happening.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you guys got to, this stuff, if this doesn't take off, I'll kick myself in the ass.
Yeah, and I'll kick myself, too.
Look, I'll kick your ass, you kick mine.
Somebody's been kicking somebody's ass.
Right, right. Oh my God. Well, I wanna play another one. I wanna play White Rock. You like that one?
Oh, I love playing White Rock.
I know you love it. Duh. Do you like if I play that one now?
Oh, sure.
All right, guys. White Rock by Riot Act. Listen to this, man. Tonight, White Rock, folks. Man, get this album if you want to hear some great rock. Oh my God, Closer to the Flame. I think that one to me is one of the more commercial ones on the CD. I really do.
Cool. It's a good song.
I do. I think that one. That who does your social for you guys?
We are a self-contained entity. We do a lot
okay,
of.
Okay, you guys
we have a staff that does.
Oh, you do. You have somebody who does your social.
Yeah, we have somebody that does it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell them to get you on TikTok because you guys would blow up on TikTok.
Ah, okay.
I'm serious. That's why I was wondering if you guys did it yourself or what. I was going to tell you to get somebody to put you on TikTok because your music would take off on there. You got to do it. Tell check out TikTok and you'll see what I'm talking about. And there's so many artists on there. There's so many artists on there from the 80s, and they're making such a huge comeback on TikTok. They're doing so successful on TikTok. It's amazing. Amazing. You name any 80s, 90s artists in rock, I'll tell you they're on TikTok. I guarantee it.
Interesting.
guarantee it. They're all on there. And they go they do a couple of songs or even play their videos, and they get tons of views. And that's how, you know, that's the way of the world now, Rick.
Yeah,
views,
sure,
you know
sure.
that. It's not like
of
the
course.
Old days. Not like
of
the
course.
Old days, you know.
It's not
but,
like buying a record, right?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you that in comparison to when you guys were together back in the day. And, you know, in the 80s, I mean, music, the music industry has changed drastically, obviously. We know that. And what kills me is it's usually cyclical and it's not changing. It needs to come back. We need to make that circle. Come on, come on, come on,
right.
come on. Bring the music back. Bring the music back.
Right, right.
It's just not happening. And you got these 70, 80-year-old men running the music industry telling 16-year-olds what to listen to, you know, and tell them to listen to real music. But anyway, yeah, definitely talk to your folks about getting you on TikTok. You can blow up on there, I guarantee it. And,
cool.
Oh, God, I forgot where I was going with this. Anyway, oh, in your comparison today versus back in the day when there was a lot of foot walking and a lot of walking to get things done, knocking on doors, sending correspondence, how is it now for you? Like, do you find it amazing? And equipment-wise, too, recording and all that. What do you think about the differences?
Oh,
it's just
yeah,
amazing.
Click. Yeah, it's just, yeah, everything is just, you know, between, you know, working on Pro Tools and just getting anything done. I mean, your music is just, you click a file and the album is sent to the record company. Another
yeah.
click, it's distributed, you know, in a matter of seconds, you know, things just get, you know, you post something on a video and on a YouTube or whatever. I mean, everything's kind of instantaneous in a way.
Yeah.
It was nice in the old days. You had the support of a record company that
yeah.
put money into the band and nurtured the band, and you would see a band grow. I don't think that's really done as much today.
No, I don't even. I don't even hear. I barely hear the word A&R now.
Right,
like people
sure.
that people that go out and actually find acts. I barely hear that word anymore. A&R, you know,
right,
like
an A&R
rep found me. You know, I never hear that anymore.
Essentially, anybody could be an artist these days. You know,
right?
Just produce yourself, come out with your own record. So,
yeah,
nothing's really
anybody.
Filtered anymore. It's all out there. You know,
right.
Everything is out there. So it's. I guess with the record company, they are, things were filtered and a new band was discovered and you'd hear about it and then that'd be the buzz.
Right.
But now everybody's an artist and everybody could put out content and
mm-hmm.
everyone's a star.
Yeah. 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 Now the songs I've heard, well, I listen to the whole album, but the songs that I selected tonight, the ones everybody's going to hear, and the album itself, I do not hear, if I do, it's very little, nothing electronic on there. This is all a
no.
band playing. This is a live
oh,
band
yeah.
playing. Now, when you record it, were you guys all together or did separate parts, laid the tracks down?
Well, yeah, I mean, it started during the whole pandemic, so
yeah,
I would
yeah,
do
no
a
choice.
Lot of, yeah, I would do a lot of stuff at home. I put together a basic framework, and then I send it out to Dawn and send it out. And then the rest of the band, just with the three of us, Paul, Claudio, and myself, we would every once in a while get together in a studio and try out the ideas. But it wasn't until we were in the studio where everything really came together. It was an unusual working process. So for the first time, I was like, oh, this is just so unusual recording this way. Because
right.
usually everybody's in the same room, rehearsing,
mm-hmm.
working out the
mm-hmm.
songs. It was a little different this time.
Yeah.
So, but I'm really pleased with the way the record came out. So under
oh,
conditions
fantastic.
We were under, I was like, kind of, I didn't listen to it for quite a while. Then I put it on in my car. I'm going, oh, you know, we did a pretty good job on this under the conditions and the time frame we had and haven't and really, really didn't play much during that period. So we were all pretty proud of the record.
Yeah, and the mix and the everything about it is just great. I mean, it's there's no flubs. It's just perfect. It's perfect all the way through. Not that you would hear a flub. I just mean it's the mix of it all is really good, and
the production,
the mix, everything. Who produced it other than yourself?
Well, we all contributed to it. We were all there in the room. We didn't have a producer. The band actually produced it.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is a full on Riot Act project. Nobody from the outside, just the band,
right.
This whole thing, and that's
exactly.
Really great. And you know what I love about these songs too, Rick? It's like they're like in and out, 3 minutes or less, maybe a little bit over three minutes. You're in and out. You told your story. Bang, bang, bang. There it is. It's a song. It's great, and it that's what I love about it. It's just great music, and you know, you tell your story in the 3 minutes and less, and there you go. Now you don't need any more than that. Other than when you're on stage and, you know, you gotta stretch it out a bit, do those longer leads. But every riff, too, your riffs are great. Oh, man.
Thank you. I just
love this album. I really do. I really appreciate that. Yeah. And don't get mad at me. I mean, I picked a lot of songs, but there's so many on this album, folks. Trust me, you're missing a lot. Based off of the song, I only have two more left, but I enjoyed them so much. I just want to hear the music tonight, Rick. I don't even want to talk to you.
That's fine.
I'm only kidding. But I love this next one. This one's Road Racing, and I'm so glad I got that the steroid today, because I'm really enjoying this music. If I didn't have the steroid in me, I'd be like, oh, I want to move to this a little bit, and I can't. Oh, anyway, but you don't listen all the time, Rick. You don't know. I'm falling apart over here. So anyway, so the steroids are really, really helping me enjoy this tonight, because my body's feeling it, and I'm loving every minute of it, that just everything about it. And White Rock. Yeah, White Rock, it definitely is White Rock. I mean, anybody loves it. Everybody loves it. But for me growing up, this was rock. This is what we listened to growing up. And I wish that we can turn on a radio and listen to it on any station that we damn the hell want. But we got to stream it these days. You got to stream it.
Yeah.
So Road Racing, here we go. Enjoy this one. Crank it up, crank it up, crank it up. Riot Act, Road Racing from the new album, Closer to the Flame.
Yeah.
guys who have only been playing a couple of years, you sound like you've been playing for 40 years together. My goodness. That is just, it's amazing. It's just great. The riffs, oh my God, they're great. I love everything. And Don's voice is fabulous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have to ask you, how old were you when you started playing the guitar? When did you know that that's what you wanted to do? And who did you look up to as, oh, man, I want to be like him someday? Or her?
Right. yeah, right. it's actually about 16 or 17 where I really got into it.
What turned you on to music? What turned you on to rock?
Probably I'd have to say the Beatles.
Yeah, that's what everybody says,
yeah,
I think.
Probably them. But the guitar, I grew up with all listening to all the great guitar heroes of that period. I grew up listening to probably the first was Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Richie Blackmore, Ronnie Montrose. There was just so many great guitar players.
Yeah, at that time, yeah, yep.
Yeah,
so many.
Those are the guys that I really, and guys like Michael Schenker, and there was just so many great players. Nene Van Halen later on.
Yeah.
My roots were always closer to the blues. Those were my roots. That's what really got me into the guitar.
Yeah. So when did you actually like pick up the guitar and start writing and get serious with the guitar? That's, I know music obviously opened up for everybody
probably when I first joined Riot. I think I was like 20 or something. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, on the Narita album when I joined, I started to write, and then on Fire Down Under I wrote more tunes, and as it went on, just added more, and then throughout the years I've always been writing material, but I would probably say on this album, Closer to the Flame, everything that I really had in me came out on this record, I guess. Years and years of that music's just in you,
right?
That style of music. I grew up on it, and I just love playing it. And the songs just started to come out. The riffs just started to come out. I mean, the title track came out during the recording of the album.
Mm.
Those riffs just came about one day. And turned into the title track. So, things just happen. You get these inspirational moments. I think, after Lou had passed and we decided to continue as a band, it just like, I think I just said, it's now or never, and just really get the music out there, and everybody felt the same way.
Right.
We all just contributed and just made it happen.
Cool. Well, it's a great package. I'm loving it. I'm sure our listeners are loving it. So now if I hate asking stupid questions like this, but if you didn't go down the music path, what do you think you would have done with your life?
What would I have done? Huh? I can't even say probably. I honestly don't know.
It was always music.
You always have to sustain yourself by working or doing something that you don't like to do.
Right. What was your day gig when you were trying to make it at night? What was your day gig when you were trying to make it at night?
I was a salesperson. You read about most actors were waiters or waitresses, and you do any kind of gig to get you through, to help you survive.
Right.
But I never really had most people have a backup plan. It's like, okay, if I don't make it here, I'm going to finish. I went to college for a few years, but I never finished. Nothing's really a field I could back myself back up, but it just things just work out sometimes.
Yeah. Did you ever?
Whole thing...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
When you're young, you have this whole vision and everything planned out, and sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Right.
And, you know, you just adapt and somehow you get through it.
Right. My question was, did you ever give yourself a cutoff mentally saying, if this doesn't work by then, I'm done? You know, because for me, I always said every 10 years, I said, if I don't make it by 10 years, I'm done. But you know what? Once you do it, you cannot stop. You cannot. Once you start music, you can't stop.
You're right. That's interesting you say that every 10 years for yourself. Yeah, because there was periods where I'd go, okay, you know, I've got to get the right band together, the right combination, and do this. I got to do this by the time I'm this age, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then one day you go, huh, I'm past that age, and
right.
I still haven't done it.
Right.
And then you give yourself a few more years, and
right.
then it still doesn't happen, and for this to happen now is just like, it's so freaky. It's just, I guess I'm sort of saying, wow, you know, maybe it was just in the cards, just you know,
to
if you persevere long enough,
that's
and
right.
just
yeah,
you'll be rewarded, and maybe that's what this is all about. It's kind of hard to believe, because I would never believe that I would be doing this right now.
This
the way it all came about, it just sort of happened, you know.
Wonderful.
Getting together with Lou and
yeah,
it was just wild how it happened.
And once you have it in your system and you're talented, you can't stop. I know I would say, like, in my 20s, I started, I don't mean to talk about me, but, you know, I was into music,
yeah,
and I was a songwriter, I wanted to be a singer. So I started doing the covers when, like, 18, that was around the time you were legal to go in the bars at that time, it was
right.
18. So I was doing the covers, and I just got so tired of singing the same freaking songs every night, you know?
Right.
And I said, I know how to write, so I started doing it, and I said, if nothing happens by the time I'm 30, that's it. And 30 comes, and you forget about what you said, and you just continue doing it. And then, like, as you're getting closer to the next one, I said, oh, God, if it doesn't happen by 40, I'm done. That's it. And you hang it up, but it never happens, because you can't let it go. That's
right.
It's part of you. It is you. It is you. You cannot let it go.
I know.
Yeah, whether you're a musician, artist, author, anything, once you do it, you can't. I mean, you must wake up in the morning with da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like, you wake up with an idea, right? I mean, I do every
ideas
day.
Ideas pop along all the time. Yeah, you get ideas driving my car. Something will pop into my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be doing the most unusual thing,
and
a riff will come to you. Sometimes you have dry spells where nothing happens, and it's like, oh, my
right.
God. And then all of a sudden, things just, you know, one day things start, you get inspired by whatever, surroundings
right.
or someone, and it lights the spark.
Yeah, I always consider it a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That was my opinion of it.
Yeah, sure,
you know,
because a lot of sacrifices
yeah.
you make.
Exactly. Well, Rick, listen, oh, my God, is there anything you want to add? I know we didn't really, this wasn't your normal interview, and I apologize. That's just how we roll here. We're just hanging out,
no,
you
fine.
And I, having a great conversation.
That's cool.
I am, and I enjoyed hanging out with you. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to tell the folks before we go and I announce where they can get the record again and your website?
Yeah,
anything?
Get the record. Put it on and just kick back and just listen to some good rock and roll. I mean, that's really, if you come to your city, I think you'll have a good time to come out and see us when we come out in the States.
Yes. Yes. And to find out more, folks, about Riot Act when they're touring, or even do you have actual discs? Oh, discs. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you have actual discs. I know you have an actual dick, pardon me, but discs, discs. Do you have actual discs for sale as well?
Yes.
And where can they get those?
I know quite a few people have gotten them on Amazon.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just at the website. So, but so I know where, you know, you could stream anywhere, obviously.
Yeah,
so, but,
you know, Apple Music. But you can actually get the discs on Amazon.
Yeah. Are you still a disc man, or do you like streaming?
You know, occasionally, yeah. I mean, I like
or a vinyl man.
An album.
How about a vinyl?
I like vinyl too. You know, it's
me
like
too.
I'm hoping that we can come out with a vinyl pressing of Closer to Flame. So that'll be on the horizon. But I still like to get discs. And it's always fun to open up the packaging and just you know, thumb through liner notes.
Have it in your hand. Look at it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I bought
cool.
this. Yeah, I bought this.
Yeah,
man,
it's
and it's
like
great.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I miss
cool,
that. I do it all the time.
Vinyl.
Yep, I do it all the time.
Cool.
I do it all the time. Yeah. So everybody, riotactband.com. Go check out the website. You get the tour dates. Find out more about Riot Act and, of course, Rick. And they also have a Facebook page, and that is also Riot Act Band Official. And go check out the new videos on YouTube. Stand or Fall, which is from the album. Want It, which is from the album, which are great, by the way. I watched both, and I've heard the songs as well with the pre-release that I got, which was beautiful. And I always love when I get the pre-release. I feel honored. I feel honored.
Right, I know. So
I do. I feel honored. But I'm going to close out the show after I do a few announcements with Right Between the Eyes. So, and I hope you didn't mind that I pick so many songs, but because normally I play like maybe three or four, but you have so many tracks.
I appreciate it. That's great.
Yeah, you have so many tracks on this CD that I'm not giving anything away here because, guys, if you get this CD, if you're liking what you heard now, you are going to love the rest. Those are just the ones that I really liked. I needed to hear some great rock, and I got it tonight. I got it tonight. Thank you to
you picked good ones.
Rick. No, I think so. I think so. I'm glad you like my choice.
Yeah, Right Between the Eyes. I think you'll like Right Between the Eyes. It's pretty cool. Pretty
yeah, they'll
rocker.
Love that one. They'll love, pardon me, they'll love Right Between the Eyes. That's why I'm going to close out with it. So, well, Rick, thank you so very much. What a pleasure
my
to
pleasure.
Hang out with you tonight. I appreciate it. Have a great tour.
I'm sure
you're writing now, like you said. I can't wait to hear the newer stuff. Oh, man. Once you start, you can't stop. It's like what was that?
Exactly.
Pringles. It's like Pringles. Once you start, you can't stop. Oh, man. Everybody, check out the new album, Closer to the Fire. Rick Ventura, guitarist from Riot Act. And, oh, my God, I'm just enjoying myself tonight. And I can't thank you enough for allowing me to share your album with everybody. And I really, really
That's
enjoyed it, Rick. Yes, and I enjoyed speaking with you so much. And I hope I get to see you. I hope a show I can make in the city. I hope I can make a show in the city.
That'd be great.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
All right, Joanne, it's been a blast.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, everybody. Rick Ventura from Riot Act. Check out the new album, Wheel of I almost said the wrong out. Closer to the Fire, Wheel of Flame. It's, I'm not. Hold on.
Wheels of Fire. I think you're thinking of Cream. Wheels of Fire.
Yeah, I know. That's what. That's what I'm like. Wheels of Fire. What the hell am I saying that for?
Closer to the.
Oh
closer
my.
To the flame.
Closer to the flame. Oh, the new video. Does it have fire in it? Does it have fire in it?
Oh yeah. If you want to see fire. Definitely check out the video if you want fire.
Yeah, I'm going to check that one out after the show because I saw the other two. I didn't know the
Full
other one was up. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Oh, my goodness. Rick, thank you again. Rick Ventura, Riot Act, new album, Closer to the Flame, available everywhere online. Or you can go as well to their website, riotactband.com. Rick, you have a great night. Take care, and thank you so much.
You too.
All right. Take care, hon. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Isn't it nice to hear great music? Oh, my God. They would blow up on TikTok because TikTok, that's it's if you guys don't listen or watch TikTok, if you want to catch some great music, it's there. It is there. So, yeah, wow, what an album. My goodness. And we are going to close out with Right Between the Eyes. That's another cut that's on the album. So it's a great track, and I hope you enjoy it. So before I go, I did want to make say a few things. Kimberly Allen will be joining us tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern. I did a faux pas on our website and on the Blog Talk site for the show. I had said the series/movies that she worked on for WeTV was Average American Family, I think is what I said, but it is actually Cold X Windy. So Kimberly's going to be on with us tomorrow night. Kimberly Allen, she is the staff writer at WeTV for Cold X Windy. And then Friday night, I have a break. Yay! And but I want to join Michael Whalen's concert at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And if you need some relaxing music and enjoyable composition, you will love this concert. I can't wait to see him sitting surrounded in a circle of keyboards and playing this music. If you listened in last night, you would have heard what I'm talking about. So, yeah, go check that out, and you get tickets at go to michaelwhalen.com. I don't have it in front of me, but michaelwhalen.com will show you where you can get it. I think it's might be at Eventbrite, Michael Whalen. Yeah, it's Eventbrite, Michael Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. And check out his concert on the 22nd. And then we have, when is Mike? Mike is on the 29th, but he's got his show. Oh, I just announced it. The 22nd, right? Is it the 22nd also? Yes, it is the 22nd, because I knew I couldn't make it because I had something going on. The 22nd at the in the Bowery, Mike Skill is going to be over there. It's the birthday party for, I got to look at the flyer, guys. There's so many acts on it. If you're in the city and you want to have a good time, go check out the birthday bash to Walter Lure. And there is going to be so many acts there, and along with Mike and Brad Lewis from the – sorry, I was just reading something. I can't believe that. I just got a text about something. I was shocked. You'll have a great time, and that's on the 22nd. I think the show starts at 7:30, and that's going to be an all-nighter. An all-nighter, so that's in East Village at the Bowery. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight, because I did. I did. It's been such a long time to hear real rock. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, there are literally, it's always been this way in the music industry. The kids, 16 years old, listening to the music forever. And the people telling them what to listen to are like in their, not that age is a matter, but their 70s and 80s. And they're telling these kids what to listen to. You tell me these people in their 70s and 80s are listening to what's on the radio right now? I don't think so. That's just my opinion. I mean, classic rock, these are 60s, even 70s, 80s. I mean, just great stuff, great stuff. And I've always said the industry is cyclical. When is it going to make a comeback? My God. Make the older people happy too, not just the kids. We got the money, you know. We're the ones who buy it. So, well, they do streaming and stuff, but then watch it on YouTube. We like to buy CDs and, as I said before, discs. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that to him. Anyway, yeah. We like to buy actual discs and actual records, and so you can make more money that way, folks. Bring the music back. My God, bring it back. Bring it back. I was saying to my son today, there's this band out. I can't think of the name of them. They're from Italy, and they do begging. So I said to him today, I said, we were walking taking the dog, and all of a sudden I said, begging you, you know, and I said, oh, you know that one? He goes, yeah, of course he does, but, you know, I sound like an old lady when I talk to my kid about music. He likes rap. Not that I don't, it's just not my, I like old rap. I don't like the new stuff, but anyway, he goes, yeah, I know that. I said, you know, it's a remake, right? He goes, what do you mean? I said, that's from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I said, the part where he's doing the singing and talking with the, I don't even know what he's saying. I said, that's not from the original, but the song itself is from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Begging. So I said, if you get a chance, listen to the old one. And the new guy who's singing it, the Italian band, I can't think of their name off the top of my head. I'm so sorry. You probably know who I'm talking about. The song is extremely popular. It was. I don't know if it still is. But, yeah, it was just so weird that I was walking, and I get my music Tourette's. So you know, every once in a while, I got to burst out into song. It's crazy. I don't know why. I can't control it. And so I started singing that. I go, oh, you know that one? He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm hoping he will listen to the old one and compare it to the new one because they are fairly similar vocally. The Italian artist, he sounds really good doing it. He really does. So anyway, oh, and I did have an announcement for River and Henley. I think they sent me info. I've been asking for it because all I could tell you was it was a grand opening. So let me see real quick. I have to get in here. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Give me a moment, guys. Ah, attachment unavailable. Crap. I have to let him know that whatever he sent to me, you better email it because it didn't come through via Messenger. Yeah, River and Henley in New Milford, New Jersey are having their grand opening on the 29th, April 29th. I'm sure it's going to be a great time. I believe they have some music acts there. The food is great. The drinks, if you're a drinker, fabulous drinks. And just the whole place, they got this huge TV on the wall. The place is surrounded by TVs, but the one wall has the hugest TVs I've ever seen. And in the center, I don't want to say center, a little off center, closer to the bar, is a fireplace, a two-sided fireplace. And on one side is a nice little seating area with couches and just really nice. And the other side is a state-of-the-art bar with the fireplace shown on that side. So, but really, really nice place. Big. It's big. Oh, my goodness. Then they have also a downstairs for private parties and whatever. Whatever you want, but go to their website, riverandhenley.com, and check it out. And if you want to have a great time, go to their grand opening Friday, April 29th. And it's probably on the website, and you can get that information. So anyway, I hope you all had a good time. I enjoyed speaking to Rick. I'm sorry I didn't delve into serious questions. I had music on the brain. So once I heard the album, I just had to share it with you guys because it's just, if you love rock, oh, man. This definitely brings me back, and it's missed. This music is missed. So somebody's got to do something to bring it back. So join me tomorrow again with Kimberly Allen. She's the staff writer at WeTV on the new movie series. I don't even know if it's a movie or a series. My bad. Cold X Windy. And, oh, and don't forget, on Saturday the 23rd, actor Wesley Yore, Will Marshall, I think I couldn't say it the other night either, from Land of the Lost. So that's going to be cool. I can't wait to hang out with him. What a sweetheart from what I've seen. And we're going to have a great time. So I'm going to close out with Right Between the Eyes from the album, the new album, Riot Act, Closer to the Flame, not the fire. Let me see. Do I have it? Did I say it right? Closer to the Flame. Riot Act. Yes, go check it out. Just released this month. Go check out the videos on YouTube. The videos are, I didn't play these songs, so you would go and watch them. Wanted, Stand or Fall, and now, as he said, the new one, for the title track. I keep wanting to say Wheels of Fire. Why? Closer to the Flame. And check it out. So I'm going to close out with Right Between the Eyes. Enjoy it. Have a great, we'll see you tomorrow. Sorry, I was going to say have a great week, but have a great week anyway, the rest of what's left of it. Have a great rest of your week, and we will see you tomorrow with Kimberly. So thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for Rick Ventura for hanging out. I know it was probably definitely a very unorthodox interview that he's been accustomed to. However, we're very laid back here. We're just chatting and really just letting you know about the music. So I hope you had a good time and enjoyed it. So this is Right Between the Eyes by Riot Act from the new album Closer to the Flame. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great night. Rick Ventura, thank you very much. Go to riotactband.com. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.